This is Chronicles of the Last Leturian, Book 2, Love and Fear, written by Kenneth Rogers, Jr., narrated by Kenneth Rogers, Jr. Introduction. There are often two questions people ask when people read the title Chronicles of the Last Leturian. Who is Oliver Lee? And what is a Leturian? The answer is a long story, but paramount in understanding why I wrote the trilogy. The story begins in 2008, when I fell in love with Sarah Griffith, who, I am blessed to say, agreed to be my girlfriend and eventually my wife. I had just graduated with a degree in English and political science from Bowling Green State University. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life, but I knew that I wanted to share it with her. She was my best friend in college, and I had known her for over 3 years. We shared the same love of 90s cartoons, 80s movies, and being on the BGSU Forensic Speech and Debate Team, where we met. At one point, I even lived in the same apartment with her and her ex-fiancé. Long story. During those 3 years, I had met her parents, sister, brothers, and even her grandparents, all of whom loved me. We had become so close over that time that her parents would often ask how I was doing before asking about Sarah's fiancé, Maciek. So, when we started dating, I believed that my being black and she being white would not be an issue. Unfortunately, I was wrong. The topic of our different races came up on our drive to Worcester, Ohio, Sarah's hometown, to introduce ourselves as the new and improved Kenny and Sarah, boyfriend and girlfriend, rather than Kenny and Sarah, friend and friend. While driving, Sarah mentioned that her stepfather, Tom, who had raised her as his own child, might have a problem with the two of us dating. I remember what she said that began the argument. "It's not you," she said. "He likes you. He's just worried about what other people might say." "But he knows me," I said, frustrated and angry. "They know me. What's the problem?" Sarah couldn't give me an answer. I couldn't find one that didn't point to the fact that I was a mild-mannered black kid and she was an attractive white girl, and somehow we had fallen in love. Eventually, I shut down. We drove in silence for the remainder of the trip, and I let my mind wander. I thought to myself, is this really still an issue? In 2008, does the sight of an interracial couple still make people upset? And if so, why? What's the problem? What are her parents so afraid of? Us being killed for having the nerve to be in love while being of a different color? Then I thought, what if that was what they were afraid of? What if we were killed for being an interracial couple? With that thought, Oliver Lee was born. A few months prior, I had been developing the idea of Oliver Lee. For a long time, I had been toying with the idea of creating my own version of Ray Bradbury's The Illustrated Man. In Bradbury's novel/collection of short stories, two men are sitting at a fire. One of them is a wanderer, and the other is a man covered from head to toe in tattoos. When the man in tattoos goes to sleep, the wanderer watches as the tattoos come to life to tell different tales that represent the different tattoos and the different short stories throughout the novel. When I was in high school, I thought this was the coolest concept for a book of short stories because all the stories were different but connected through one individual. For years, the idea of a short story collection stuck with me, and when I had a pile of short stories that I wanted to turn into a collection, I wanted to be in the fashion of The Illustrated Man. So, before the discussion of race during that fateful car ride through Ohio, I already knew a few things about Oliver Lee. For one, I knew his name. At the time, I wanted this new character to be an extension of myself, a better person, a wiser person, an alter ego that would have been me in an episode of Sliders. So, I gave him my middle name, Lee, as his last name. For a first name, I gave him what my last name should have been, Oliver. According to my father, my great-great-grandfather got into an argument with a white man over money and murdered him. To escape conviction and lynching, he moved away and changed his name to Rogers. He was supposed to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?